Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening more military action against Iran if there's no agreement to end the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told Bloomberg News that he's highly unlikely to renew the two-week ceasefire that expires soon. He also extended the ceasefire by one day, saying it will now expire Wednesday evening, Washington time. And the president said fighting will restart absent a deal, telling PBS that lots of bombs will be dropped on Iran if the ceasefire ends without an agreement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer is leaving the Trump administration.
The departure follows multiple allegations of her abusing her power, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking on the job. White House Communications Director Stephen Chung confirms the move, saying Chavez de Remer has done a, quote, phenomenal job. Her deputy, Keith Sonderling, will become the acting secretary. Chavez de Remer is the third Trump cabinet member to leave the administration. Reports began surfacing in January that she was under investigation. Since then, at least four Labor Department officials have been forced from their jobs. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Thousands of survivors of the 2025 Eaton Fire in California are accepting settlements from the utility accused of causing it. They're choosing faster payments over litigation to rebuild their lives. However, they now face the possibility of these payments being taxed as income, which could significantly reduce their funds and affect eligibility for government benefits. The news is causing confusion and panic among survivors. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 4 points, the NASDAQ dropped 84, the S&P declined 18. This is SRN News. A new persecution report focuses on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the midst of the war in Iran, Christian ministries abroad continue to spread the gospel, and television is a big part of that. For two decades, Christian TV channels produced in the United States and Europe have made their way into Iranian homes. Thousands of satellite dishes dot the rooftops of Tehran and other Iranian cities, picking up signals that originate far beyond Iran's borders, despite the government's opposition. This is SRN News. Some advice if you're planning to book a flight anytime soon.
Experts say booking earlier and staying flexible on dates, destinations, and departure airports can help reduce your cost. Packing light means avoiding rising baggage fees. Using airline points or signing up for a travel credit card are other ways to make flights more affordable. And officials caution consumers against purchasing basic economy tickets. Even though they are the cheapest, they may rule out refunds or credits if you need to cancel. Jason Walker reporting.
Two Southwest Airlines planes had to take evasive action to avoid colliding Saturday in Nashville, Tennessee, after an air traffic controller directed one pilot to turn into the path of the other plane. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.